Okay, I'm here with another Nigerian actor who has been production manager in quite a whole number of professional shows in Nigeria. Please, can we meet you officially?
My name is Nosa Omorege.
Mr. Nosa Omorege, it's a pleasure being with you. Now, this project that we are having an interview on is entitled Reimagining Tragedy in Africa and the Global South, Retards, being led by Professor Mark Flashman, Director of the Center for Theatre, Dance and Performance Studies, University of Cape Town, South Africa. The starting point is that we are looking at the reimagination of Greek tragedies in Africa and some of other places. And as a student of a Nigerian artist, I'm sure, without any doubt, you must have been involved in one adaptation of a Greek play in your career as a graduate of theater and a professional theater practitioner. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah. I think the major one that I'm very, very familiar with is The Gods Are Not To Blame.
What?
The Gods Are
Not To Blame. That's Olarotimi.
Olarotimi, The Gods Are Not To Blame. I actually played Gbonka then. I think that was 1998.
1998?
Yeah.
That's about how many years?
It was like going to up to like 20 years.
21 now. Years, yeah. Now. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's been
Gbonka. Gbonka was the man that was given the baby to take into the bush. To kill.
To kill, but he decided to...
Okay. You know. Tell us a bit about that production, at least a bit that you can still remember.
Well, you see, those days, The Gods Are Not To Blame is one of the best play ever performed, or that I've even got myself involved, you know. But, you know, as at that time, Chacha was a kind of a very important thing to us. Everybody wanted to act, everybody wanted to perform, so we do it with every energy of ours. So we try as much to interpret it the way the director wants us to, or probably do research. These days some people don't do research. We went as far as going to Badagry so that we could get, you know, adequate concentration on them, what we are actually doing. Then we just passed
out. Badagry is like the border to Republic of
Benin. Yeah, that was where. So we have to, we camped ourselves for almost 2 weeks then.
Okay, so you prepared the play in a camp just to be away from you know, cities.
Because already we were supposed to come and perform it in different schools in Lagos State. So we needed a place out of Lagos. We even used, we started in Igbobi College, where we normally have our rehearsals, you know, but due to, that was when our late president died.
Abacha
and the whatever, so we went back to Badagry. So that's...
Okay, let's look at, so you played...
Gbonka.
You were in that, can you remember the number of actors that were involved in the play?
Well,
I know it's quite long.
Yeah, yeah, I can say we were only up to like 15 or going about 20.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, considering the play as an epic with a lot of characters, then it means the director must have tried to manage a small cast.
Yes.
Because I would imagine that's a small cast. I have talked to people who said they use over 40 people.
Yes, yes. There was no fund
to produce it.
Yeah, even the director did it as a result of passion for theater.
Oh.
And we raised funds among ourselves
to put the play on stage.
Majorly because one, he has played Odewale before.
You mean the director?
The director.
Okay. So he acted in the play, so he wanted to direct.
So, and there was this crisis of finance, so he needed to bring fresh graduate from secondary school, you know, just to achieve his aim. Then probably after there, he started going to different schools for financial you know, purpose.
Okay, so what was his approach like? The approach, directorial approach. How did he approach the work?
His directorial approach was somehow kind of rigid.
What do you mean?
Thank you. Rigid in the sense that he wants to realize what he has gotten from the scripts. It doesn't, there was no.
So he just relied on the way Olarotimi
played. Yeah. So he didn't, and in fact, it was more. Unfortunately, he was the director and he played Odewale again.
In the same play.
Today, unfortunately, the person lost his sight.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that's one of the most interesting, because when you look at Odewale, I think about the point of time, Odewale lost,
removed his eye.
I used to think that maybe because of, you know, and you know, God's announcement is a very powerful, looking at it from, well, the script, and again, comparing it to the real African culture, you find that it has a very strong meaning.
Kind of metaphysical.
Thank you.
So in real life, the guy who directed the play and acted Odewale, in real life, at the moment, is blind.
Yes, and his name is Dosun Ademiju.
That's an interesting one. So it means that now, considering the fact that there was no fund, all of you guys who were involved did it out of passion. So obviously the process of putting it together must have been restricted, apart from you going to camp. And you were in the camp for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So how many days did you run the show when you brought it back to Lagos on stage? How many performances?
I think it was like four.
Four performances?
Four performances, I think. So.
The same venue?
No, we're going to different venues.
Different venues. So you have four performances in four different venues. And, you know, a play like The Gods who, you know, rely so much on the use of music, dance, choreography. How did you...
Then, funny enough, then, the choreography wasn't really reflecting.
Why?
In the time, because one, the casts were few, and again, the director basically relied on the message, so it wasn't particular.
Then
so the music side, the choreography, dance side wasn't really coming. And then
you didn't pay much attention.
Much attention, because there was even no dancers, except.
There are no dancers. So
the only thing we could use was the music to illustrate some certain things.
So how was the music generated? Like the normal songs?
Yeah. He mixed the Yoruba song, then the Bini song. That's Igbo.
That's Igbo.
Yeah, because I think he had done some few things with the National Theatre. National Troupe. So he could get all those music, and in fact we learned from that side, so we played on the music. He just used the women and some of the men that could sing, so you know.
And what about the costume?
Yeah, the costume, funny enough, the costume was created or
built,
then some of us come with our parents old attires and all sort of, you know, and because they are old. I brought my own grandfather's Agbada
costume
to perform for myself, because Bunga didn't really need anything elaborate. So to help the king or Adetusa himself, you know. Then Odewale was it Odewale?
The lead character.
What about his Aderoku? Aderoku didn't need anything elaborate, too. So we played down on Aderoku. Then we have to lift the character.
So you are just economical with the use of
very good. That's the word.
Yeah. Now let's look at that play in the context of our social reality. To what extent can you say that the girls are not to blame? Actually dramatizes what is happening outside and not the one that is performing on stage.
Yes. You see, funny enough, you actually brought me back to that time of performance. Funny enough, when we were reading the script or performing, we felt it belongs to the past.
You felt what?
That belongs to the past, as in what has happened in the past and what else. But now I am seeing it even in the present.
Well, what is a specific thing are you talking about?
Yes, like a man sleeping with the mother.
With the mother. Okay, that story, the prophecy.
You know,
that
the prophecy and Odewale, killed the father.
Okay, if I got you, when you were staging the play, you thought that the play, that kind of something would only happen in the past.
In the past.
Or can only be imagined.
Imagined, yeah, thank you.
But it is happening in real
life. It is reality now. In fact, we've had several cases. In fact, in a school that happens to be very close to one of their publicists, the administrator reported a case of such. And presently, Lagos State, of a man dating the daughter, sleeping with the daughter. And it is even rampant now that Lagos State has given all the schools, private schools, a kind of an alert that they should inform them if such things happen, that it's happening.
So but incest is now like a very common thing.
It's so common.
You can actually have a father, you know.
Most things. Yeah, I think.
With the daughter.
I think.
You have a mother sleeping with his son.
I think.
With her son.
That one has even happened. It's all over the place now.
Oh.
Some few.
It's in the news.
Yes. The woman said because he felt he used all that money or everything, energy to train the child. And child is becoming something that he doesn't want the child to take the wealth outside. I prefer that the child to bring everything back home.
And
decide.
She thought that would happen if he marries his own. She marries his own son.
And there's a case again that the guy happens to be in year 2 or 3 in the university, one of our Nigerian university, that was sleeping with the mother. And he could not say anything, but it was through his friend. And his friend happens to be a kind of son to maybe an evangelist or a pastor. That if he released the secret to the son had to go and tell the parents. And they have to.
That's an interesting one.
So,
in a way, if you look at it, are you suggesting that, while, of course, we imagine that the gods are not to blame is fictitious, it is actually a representation of our social reality. That's an interesting one. But you know, Rotimi, in his own submission, the writer, says that he wrote the play to condemn the Nigerian Civil War in terms of tribal and ethnic bigotry, tribal sentiment, and so on and so forth. You don't think there's a kind of possibility of reading the play in that light?
Well, as a student of theater, and because I've read about some playwrights, at times they write plays out of inspiration or out of that strong, how will I put it, bite that they want to write a play, but they are not actually in control of that concept of creating what they are writing. It comes.
Okay.
So all they do is to release it. And once they finished, I think Walejunga said that, once they finished writing, they had forgotten what they wrote about. It is the people and the society that comes to see what the playwright has written
and give it interpretation.
Their
own interpretation.
In fact, I want to say, I have come to, into my life, I've come to submit that there's nothing that a playwright or an actor does that doesn't happen. They are just an instrument to create the story. Because everything that has been written has been happening. Except if you are not knowledgeable. If you are knowledgeable, you're versed, or you're someone that read I don't like reading much, but I like watching plays and reading plays. In fact, maybe watching a play would draw me back to go and read about that play. Are you getting my point? So I have come to that conclusion and realization that there's nothing that a player writes like that doesn't exist, and I stand to be corrected.
That's an interesting one. So thank you so very much for sparing your time to in this interview.